All Request Friday here on the Green Zone, 1-877-332-8255. That's from Gary in Regina. A little Whole Lotta Rosie AC/DC for a Friday, getting set for the weekend. Also getting set for tonight, game number two, the Oilers and the Panthers.
Let's go.
My prediction is the Oilers win their first two at home.
You got a blowout,
Florida,
right?
And then winning game five. So I have them winning tonight.
But like, you got a blowout win.
It's going to be like 5-0, and then the Panthers get some garbage goal, something like that. 5-2 the final. Oilers beat the Panthers. Head back to Florida, or head to Florida, up 2-0. That's my prediction.
I got like second OT, 3-2 Edmonton.
And
two overtimes tonight. This is going to be a close series. It's going to be a long series. It's going to be a close series.
Can't go. I told my son we'd stay up till the end of the game tonight.
Good parenting.
Don't need a double overtime. Glad he doesn't have flag football Saturday morning. That's Sunday morning. Woo! All righty. Of course, before
start drinking coffee sooner than later.
Oh, we're having fun with our grades during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we've had fun with our grades during the National Football League season. So we're also going to do grades for the Riders as well. But before we do that, we want to remind you, or if you just jumped in the car, we want to let you know that Saskatoon Monday, Sports on Tap, we'll be doing the show 2 to 6 live, and then having the Green Zone gigantic watch party. Apparently they scrapped my idea. I wanted it to be the puckin' huge watch party, but they didn't trust me to really pop that P on the puck to promote it. I thought it was a good idea. So the gigantic watch party with the Green Zone at Sports on Tap. We do have a VIP table.
Still some alliteration there, but
it's a different letter. So
Green Zone, what is it? Green Zone, what's our, what do we call it? The Green Zone gigantic game 3 watch party.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. Longer than I care to admit. And radio people are the worst at coming up with names for things.
They didn't trust me not to flub it.
That's a bad idea, Jamie. Here's a better one. The Green Zone's gigantic game 3 watch party.
Anyway, we're going to get in trouble. Okay. So we're giving away a VIP table. You need to get your name in the draw. We're announcing it later this afternoon on the Green Zone, 5 o'clock hour, how to get your name into the draw. It's real easy, and it's real fun. And all you have to do, Locker created this beautiful moment on a Friday afternoon for you, to ask you to sing into your phone, into your voice memos, or into a text with a voice. Send it to 1-877-332-8255, singing Pink Pony Club, a song that he claims he hates, but he wants you to sing. So that's what we're looking for. We already have a few people in, brave enough to send in the text at 1-877-332-8255. We have Derek and Michael and Joel and Ashley, and we're adding Blair into the draw.
Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
That's the second person to get the kids to do it, which is a good idea. If you want the cute factor to get bonus points.
And we're not picking our favorite?
No, it's just naming the draw. If they're brave enough to do this, it's
okay. Because I've got a couple of favorites already.
Well, yeah, Ashley and Blair have the cuteness factor with the kids singing.
No, take the cute stuff out. My favorite's still Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, he tried. Man.
He lounged it up a bit there, too.
Joel has a career in doing cover of popular music with a country twang at local bars around Saskatchewan.
So funny.
So send it in, your version, via text, please. 1-877-332-8255. We'll all afternoon, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll announce.
Well, 5:20, we're going to announce the winner.
Yep.
And we are also you get your own table, so you and three of your friends, and then we'll go to the Green Zone tab and pick up a couple of drinks and appies as well for you.
1-877-332-8255.
Jamie's tab, by the way.
Not a chance. You see how the clamp around this wallet? Please. Okay, let's get to our Green Zone grades on the Rough Riders game last night. And you can, of course, send us your top grades, failing grades from last night's Rider game 31-26 win over the Ottawa Redblacks.
We need your failing grade, Jamie.
Okay, I'll start with my failing grade. My failing grade via Britt Dort of TSN last night.
Not great news. AJ Olatt is out for the rest of the game with an upper body injury, as is Roland Milligan Jr. as well with that upper body. And Keane Schaefer-Baker will not return either with a lower body injury. So, guys, that's three starters. This team is down.
Yeah, and then after that, Peyton Collins got hurt. The injury bug, go away. Can we get an exterminator to get rid of the injury bug in the Riders locker room? Because my goodness, enough is enough already with this football team. Another injury to the offensive line. They are getting through. They have the depth. Thomas Bertrand, like, you go on, and things went on last night that helped them win, and they're resilient. Yes, but that was in the first half.
That's four starters.
Yes. Three of them all-star caliber starters. So my failing grade is the injury bug. Go away. Leave the Riders alone. Locker, what is your failing grade?
Jamie and I, you told me I could do this. I'm going to go with two failing grades. Up first, that opening drive. All this conversation about having to be a great start, and then we get this.
It's complete. Caught by Justin Hardy. He has time. He completes it to Hardy again, and caught. The first catch for Eugene Lewis gets Ottawa close to the Rider end zone. A first and goal is coming up. First and goal play, and keeping it right side. And breaks the plane for the opening touchdown for the Ottawa Redblacks.
I'm not going to lie. That was somewhat concerning, especially after Drew Brown rumbled down the field for Ottawa's first possession and a touchdown. The good news is they recovered. Rough start, rough finish last night for the Rough Riders. But we did get the first win of the season. My other failing grade, the price of beer apparently went up, and I'm not happy about it.
I don't think anybody is, to be honest. And by the way, how much did it go up? 1-877-332-8255 if you're in the building.
We have a couple of reports, like conflicting reports on what the cost of beer was.
There were people that said it went up, but it was conflicting on how much it went up. 1-877-332-8255 for our detectives out there. All right. My top grade from last night, Rough Riders opener, is faithful listener of the Green Zone, Darren Wall from Rosh Percy.
Gluttons to your marks. And gorge.
Don't fill up on bread.
Huh? Oh, right. The steak.
Yes. The steak bet was paid off by Darren from last year. He said the Riders would win 13 games. Belton, Darrell, and I said nope. He offered up stakes. We said sure. And it's not only that he paid it off and brought the stakes.
Yeah, he did it in style.
He got a jersey that says 13 with steak on the back. He rented one of the best smoking grills you can find in Saskatchewan, parked it in the back of our building, and sat out there for 2 hours and smoked these gigantic 2.5-pound cowboy steaks. And I will tell you, without question, it's one thing to just get a free steak, but to get a steak as delicious as what Darren made, he gets the top grade from last night. The dedication, the effort, the execution. Oh, Darren. And your lovely wife, thank you so much. That's a top-grade performance. I do have a little bonus top-grade performance, by the way. TSN has new graphics this year. It's about time!
Actually, I don't hate the new graphics.
as well. Apparently, there's a lot more to be unveiled tonight, including Luke Wilson as a CFL analyst. He's been doing NFL. I guess he's doing CFL this week.
Oh, nice.
Year. So
I like that. I like Luke.
I like his personality. So TSN, some new coming in TSN. So that's my bonus top grade from last night. Locker, where are you going with your top grade?
One more comment about the steak. This is how good it was. Scotty is still sweating a spot in his seat right now.
He texted us on our group chat a picture of the steak. And just said, this is my Everest.
He's been beating up all morning.
And he polished it off. Yeah. He finished it.
Okay. My top grade, Jamie, I have two top grades as well. So two failing grades, two top grades. Let's start with TBH.
Harris dropped to Bertrand Udall. After the catch, five. Touchdown. Handing off, Bertrand Udall has one touchdown. He has two.
All right, A.J. Ouellette looked strong. He had three great runs in the first, gets sidelined with a hit, and he's out for the rest of the game. We'll keep an eye on that. That hit did not look good, so we got our fingers crossed that he's going to be fine. And then Thomas Bertrand Houdon, a.k.a. TBH, steps in. He looks fantastic. So 14 carries, 57 yards, and no big deal, just a couple of touchdowns. My other top grade is the tribute right across the board to the Stiegel family last night. Blue Bombers, great Milt Stiegel, if you haven't heard, they lost their son, Chase. He passed away earlier in the week at the university in Chicago. He was there, a sophomore, playing with the school's soccer team. He was only 20 years old.
Yeah.
If you're a longtime CFL fan, a Blue Bomber fan, you probably remember seeing him on the sidelines with his dad over the years. I thought everyone from the Riders organization to TSN to the fans that showed their symbols of the passing with class and dignity last night. And I can't imagine what the Stiegel family is going through right now. So I was very impressed with how it was handled, the whole thing. I watched the game at home on TV, and I thought everybody just did such a great job. Because that's such a difficult thing to navigate, right? So the fact that they did it with class and they did it the way they did, I thought was a really nice move.
There's our failing grades, our top grades here on the Green Zone. Dave called in. He wants to weigh in on my failing grade. What are you thinking about the injuries, Dave?
Oh my goodness, guys! I'll make it really short because I know you're out of time. But I agree with your feeling great on what is with the bug injury for the Riders. Like I'm swinging my Rider jersey outside, taking my garbage cans back, and everybody's clapping for me. We won, but we still lost a couple more players.
Yeah,
that's my failing grade.
Yeah,
I would say my positive grade. Oh, my God, I've been listening to you guys here at Sportsnet, and all the guys at Sportsnet are laughing at you about the whole tomahawk steak thing. And we're dying laughing, and we're all looking at each other going, "But you guys want to bet tomahawk steak? Who can afford tomahawk steak?" So we're all like looking at you guys and just laughing, and we can't stop laughing about it, so... That would be the positive thing, and I'm all geared up with my other stuff on here, ready to rock and roll. And I just think,
what do you got tonight, Dave? What do you got?
And I did try to do the whole pony whatever song for you,
no.
But my Veterans Affairs boss, she found out that I was going to do it, and she said, if you dare, as a veteran getting paid by me, sing that song, I'm going to walk down the street with a crowbar and beat you. Blank out of you. So I can't participate. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Dave. I can completely understand. We also don't condone violence here on the Green Zone, especially with Dave in West Kelowna. 1-877-332-8255. By the way, if you want to try to win the VIP table next Monday, Game 3, gigantic Green Zone watch party, Sports on Tap in Saskatoon. We already have a bunch of entries because we have a bunch of people brave enough to sing Pink Pony Club into their phones and text it in. You can too. We'll announce the winner in the 5 o'clock hour on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports, getting ready for Game 2 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final. The Oilers have a 1-0 series lead against the Panthers. Of course, puck drop just past 6 o'clock. Friday night football in the Canadian Football League has the Montreal Alouettes against the Toronto Argonauts. That kickoff is 5:30 Saskatchewan time. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, one of the biggest stories in sports from yesterday, Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh. One of our favorites to talk NFL with, Barry Wilner. Legendary Associated Press reporter next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. All Request Friday here in the Green Zone. Pat wanted to hear Gloria Sons. They are playing the Mosh Pit before Game 2 tonight. The Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers, the Stanley Cup Final.
With triumph.
Yes.
Wait. Where's her guy?
Who? We haven't had the triumph request yet.
Yeah, we haven't had the triumph.
Is that Ian that requests triumph?
Somebody requests triumph every Friday. They haven't texted it in yet.
Can I say this quickly? Pat is actually in Edmonton, and Jamie said, he's going to see the show tonight. The Glorious Sons performing. If you get a chance to see that band live, stop what you're doing. Go. That is one of the best Canadian bands we have right now.
So, All Request Friday, 1-877-332-8255.
Love that band.
Also, we're giving away a VIP table to our gigantic Green Zone Stanley Cup watch party at Sports on Tap on Monday. Monday, Saskatoon, Sports on Tap, the Green Zone live from 2 to 6, and then hang out with us during Game 3. And I haven't sat with an Oilers game with Locker yet. I can't wait to watch how you watch the Edmonton Oilers in this. You're going to yell in the bar and get kicked out, aren't you?
First off, it's not me. My wife is far more entertaining than I am watching hockey.
So if you want to try to win the VIP table, you just have to sing a couple of bars of Pink Pony Club into your phone and text it into us. We have a lot of people doing so to try to win this VIP table. We have Manya's in the draw.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing, and I'm not going to torture you anymore.
No, thank you very much. It wasn't torturous. Good fun.
It wasn't bad.
You're
actually
in. 1-877-332-8255. In the draw now. We'll announce it in the 5 o'clock hour.
On top of the VIP seating for four, so you and three buddies, the Green Zone tab's going to take a hit because we're going to grab some appies and some drinks for you.
So, register by singing.
We're getting some good ones. Thank you.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get Drew to sing in the next hour here on the Green Zone. So, Drew will give us a preview of Game 2 tonight ahead of the Oilers and the Panthers and talk about the other news. Peter DeBoer got fired today by the Dallas Stars. But some other big sports stories over the last 24 hours. Aaron Rodgers signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, officially pending a physical. One of our favorites to talk ball with from the National Football League, legendary Associated reporter, press reporter Barry Wilner. He's actually on his way to Williamsport to watch his granddaughter in a baseball tournament. Barry, first question, easy one. What is Mike Tomlin thinking?
Well, the first thing he's thinking is he doesn't have any quarterbacks on the roster who can win a championship for him, and he knows the pedigree that Rodgers has had. I think Tomlin is also thinking that he can manage or control any sort of personality. And he will be challenged to do so with Aaron Rodgers, no doubt.
Do you think he's going to be able to manage those egos in that quarterback room?
I think he'll be able to manage it somewhat because Tomlin is pretty good at that. Don't forget that he had Ben Roethlisberger, who was more of a team guy, I think, than Rodgers. But Roethlisberger had some off-the-field issues, and let's call them intricacies, that Tomlin managed pretty well. That said, again, Rodgers is as challenging as any pro athlete I can think of to try to manage and oversee. Rodgers is also past his prime, and that is a big question mark for Pittsburgh.
So, I'm just So is this desperation then? Is this just straight desperation by the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it's a one-year window because I think they'll go out and find somebody younger. Maybe they'll wind up working through the draft. I don't think they really did much in the draft this year with their quarterback pick. But I think they feel it's a one-year window. They're in a very tough division where Baltimore is clearly better and has a much better quarterback. And Cincinnati has a much better quarterback, and if it's healthy, should be just as good as Pittsburgh. So I think it's a gamble, but it's only a one-year gamble.
So, Barry, we're not in Pittsburgh. We don't have, you know, the pulse of the fan base there. And I'm curious, just based on how long you reported on the NFL, and I mean, you don't just know the game and the players and the people involved in, you know, putting these teams together. You have a good sense of the fan base. How do you think Pittsburgh Steeler fans are viewing this decision by this organization to bring Aaron Rodgers in?
I think this goes back to when Roethlisberger retired, and the Steelers never really made the right moves after that. Kenny Pickett didn't work out. Mason Rudolph has been a nice backup, but that's all he is. Russell Wilson played well for a little while, but I think Russell Wilson showed at the end of last season with all those losses in a row that he wasn't the right fit, and I think the Giants are going to discover that very quickly as well with Wilson. So I think the fan base in Pittsburgh, which has been very patient through the years, mainly because the team's been winning for so long, they're perplexed that this has not been dealt with more quickly and in a more efficient manner than the previous Steelers have done. That said, it's a great fan base, one of the best in the NFL. They travel as well as any. They're loyal, but they're also a little bit spoiled. And in the last few years, I think that's kind of damaged the relationship with the team a little bit. So I don't think they're happy, but I think they'd rather have Rodgers than not have Rodgers for the upcoming season.
Huh. Is he an upgrade over Russell Wilson?
Absolutely, in my opinion. I really believe that Russell Wilson is not a winning quarterback anymore, and I don't think he's great in the locker room. I've had so many people tell me that over the last few years, including some people who coached him. So I think that is more of an issue than Rodgers will be. Rodgers is very self-centered. Many quarterbacks are, actually. But he's enough of a leader, and particularly on the field, because he's tough. And I think that will fit nicely in Pittsburgh. The rest of the players have to be thrilled that they have a quarterback that they think they can rely on. But they just have to remember, this is not the Rodgers we saw all those years in Green Bay.
Perry Wilner joining us, a longtime NFL Associated Press reporter here on the Green Zone as Aaron Rodgers signs in Pittsburgh. It's interesting you say Russell Wilson about a teammate, because Luke Wilson, his former tight end, was just in our province doing a speaking engagement at one of the universities, and he was asked, what was Russell Wilson like as a teammate? And the pause told everything, and he just said, yeah, he was like, oh. And then he goes, before we won the Super Bowl or after we won the Super Bowl? And it was like, okay. So clearly
he alluded to Russell Wilson being the demise of that team after their first win. He alluded to it.
In part, yes. The defense got old pretty fast in Seattle as well. But here's the measure of Russell Wilson these days. There's no better quarterback whisperer than Sean Payton as a coach. And Sean really couldn't wait to get rid of him in Denver.
I have a question about Terry Bradshaw. Barry, did you hear he did an interview and he made some pretty funny remarks about Aaron Rodgers and about the possibility of him going to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's Bradshaw. That's just who he's been throughout his career, especially since he became a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And he's got a very touch-and-go relationship with the Steelers. And he's not afraid to speak out, which for us in the media is great.
So my
speculation is, I've worked with enough narcissists to know that after that comment came out and went viral, that if there was any question marks about whether or not Aaron Rodgers personally was going to go to Pittsburgh, that statement from Terry Bradshaw may have erased it. And I would be willing to bet a large sum of money that he got on the phone immediately after hearing it and said, let's make this happen. And I want to wear number 12. Do you agree with me?
I love the number 12. That's a great idea. I'm not sure. I think Rodgers had already made up his mind that he was going to go to Pittsburgh. He's been dealing with some off-field issues with some people in his circle that are having some health issues, and he's been pretty concentrated on that for weeks, if not months.
Okay.
And I think that's what delays things more than anything.
Okay, so he had Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams in New York. He's got a rookie running back, Jaylen Warren, and then DK Metcalf, and I think Robert Woods would be the number two. Does he actually have less around him in Pittsburgh than he did in New York?
Well, he had three guys who block like us on the offensive line. So that was an issue. And he's got better coaching than he had in New York by far. So I think that helps. The New York defense, the Jets defense was a big disappointment last season. And I think the Steelers defense should be pretty good. And his leadership, that's another really important thing. And that's one thing that the Steelers have always had on their defense is very good leadership. Now, with Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, they still have that. Jets doesn't really have that. They had talent on the defense, but not that real leader.
Barry, quickly, and I'm not sure if I've asked you a similar question in the past, but who do you think on the Steelers team, whether it be a player or management or coach or equipment manager, who do you think is most likely to head off into the jungle for a darkness / ayahuasca retreat in a mud hut with Aaron Rodgers?
I would think that maybe of the 1,200 or so players in the NFL, there's only one person who'll be doing that, and that's Rodgers. I don't think he'll find any followers in Pittsburgh to go there. But I think he probably will find a bunch of guys to follow him down to Promonti's for some really good submarine sandwiches.
Nice. Is that your go-to in Pittsburgh?
That's everybody's go-to in Pittsburgh, actually.
I'm writing that down.
Note to self.
I'm ever in Pittsburgh, Barry, thanks for the recommendation. Real quick, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, how are they going to look in New York?
Well, I actually think Jameis Winston will beat out Russell Wilson for the Giants starting job. And I think that Justin Fields will probably do a little bit better. Jets have a better team around him, and the Giants have a much tougher schedule.
That'll be interesting to watch. Well, Barry, safe travels the rest of your way to Williamsport. Best of luck to the granddaughter.
Yeah, she's quite a player, I got to say. Plays in a boys' league in Philadelphia and is probably the only girl in the boys' league.
Kicking the boys' butts.
Yeah.
I like it.
Love it. Take care. Safe travels.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Barry Wilner, legendary Associated Press reporter, Hall of Fame voter on Rodgers. Officially now, pending a physical, landing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coming up here on the Green Zone, Drew Remenda breaking down game number two. The Panthers and the Oilers going tonight.
Jimmy, I'm on Permonte's webpage.
On the submarine sandwich place?
Yeah.
And?
You have to come over here and have a look at this.
I will in the commercial break. But we have another entry into the draw to try to win the VIP table for our watch party on Monday in Saskatoon. It is Callie in Saskatoon.
I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Ooh, that's pretty
Callie,
actually.
Good.
Nice.
That was work, Callie.
Well done. That was well done. Callie's in the draw to try to win. We'll announce it in the 5 o'clock hour here on the Green Zone.
who will be the VIP, and three of their friends can hang out with us at Sports on Tap Monday for our gigantic Green Zone watch party ahead of Game 3 of the Oilers-Panthers. Of course, Game 2 goes tonight. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. There you go, Kirk. All Request Friday, Kirk wanted a little triumph. They're playing the Moss Pit ahead of the game tonight. Lay It on the Line, of course, has been a theme on commercials for, is it Rogers?
Beginning of the,
forget what it is.
It's a ad for
Rogers?
No, sports. Is it a Sportsnet ad?
Oh, maybe it's Sportsnet's ad. Same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Same thing, yeah, but not the cell phone company, but the, yeah.
Anyway, Triumph. Moss Pit. There. Also, if you want to get your name in the draw for our VIP table, you have to be brave.
You got to sing for your dinner.
Yeah. You have to sing for it. Pink Pony Club. Record it into your phone. Text it 1-877-332-8255. We have another entry.
I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Regan is in. The draw will announce the winner in the 5 o'clock hour. Really? Scott
play
said
it again.
I should have
play
kept
it again.
On playing it.
I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club. That was done by a 20-year-old grown adult, by the way.
Well done, Regan.
You're in the draw.
In the draw.
In the draw. That's all it
and
takes.
And voice acting work, apparently. We got game two tonight, just past 6 o'clock Saskatchewan time. Other NHL news. Peter DeBoer, he's out. Got fired by the Dallas Stars today after a controversial ending to the Western Conference Final. And it is game night in the CFL again. Friday Night Football, Montreal and Toronto gets going in about an hour and a half. Drew Remendo with a preview of Game 2 next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.